Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
08619.
Thank you. So that was 08619?
Correct.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
First name Suzanne, last name Byrne, B-E-I-R-N.
Thank you. And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
274 Sandalwood Avenue, Mercerville, New Jersey, 08619.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I'm just trying to find out what this was that we purchased for $59.89.
So, yes, what I am showing is there would have been either a survey or an ad participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum, and it would have stated by doing the contest that you would be signing up for the meal plan Bites Hub.
So this was some kind of a survey?
So, yes, you would have gotten to the contest either by a survey or an ad or an email, and the contest would have been for a prize such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum.
Okay. What was iPhone, iPad, or what?
Or a Dyson vacuum.
Oh, a vacuum. Anything about a TV?
Bill, give me a second to see if that may be a item that the survey may be for, is that maybe a new item. So if you'll give me just one moment.
Okay. Here's your dollar
TV.
Me. Oh, a dollar Dyson? Then that's it. Well, it cost you $59.89, by the way.
Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor, and they did inform me that they are adding new items to the contest all the time, so that may be an item that may have been offered.
Well, the problem is this thing showed up on my account, and I am disputing it. Whatever this is, I don't want it.
So you're stating that you have already filed a dispute with your bank?
No, I didn't do anything yet. But I'm, you know, if I can't get any resolution, then I'm going to have to.
Yes, I do completely understand. If you will give me just a moment to see what I may be able to do, it will be just one moment.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, yes, what I am showing is since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with that, what I would be able to do is I would be able to issue a 75% refund.
How much?
A 75%.
Well, I don't think that's acceptable. I'm just going to go ahead and dispute it, and I'll go from there.
If you will give me a moment, I could definitely check with my supervisor, see if there may be anything else they may be able to do, as I really would hate for you to dispute it with your bank, as once you do file the dispute, they will have to contact us. We will have to provide them with the terms and conditions showing the charge is legal and valid, and then at that point, they wouldn't be able to issue any type of refund. However, if you'll give me a moment to check with them, it'd be just one moment.
Thank you. So there's another one on here for $1.95. True Flow Saver. Don't. Can't do this. True Flow Saver.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. It is taking them just one moment to get back to me.
Thank you very much.
And I really do want to thank you just one more time. I do.